Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Tiffany, T-I-P-H-A-N-I-E, Lopez, L-O-P-E-Z. It's Tiffany R. Lopez. Address is 24683 Hunt Avenue, Corning, California, 96021. Phone 530-321-3182. ID is XXX-XX-6679. Dead birth is 12/28/1973. 49-year-old right-handed adult educator. Insurance is Anthem Blue Cross. Pharmacy is Walgreens in Orland. It's address 2. Dr. Charles E. Denman, D-E-N-M-A-N-M-D. Adventist Health, Corning, C-O-R-N-I-N-G, dash Solano, S-O-L-A-N-O, dash R-H-C, Rural Health Clinic, 155 Solano Street, Corning, California, 96021, dash 3511, 5308244. Parenthesis facts end parenthesis. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of refractory headaches. Dear Dr. Denman and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Tiffany Lopez for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, Tiffany has a clinical history of recurrent cephalgia occurring at least 2 times a week with severe headaches at least 2 times per month. Subparagraph, some of her headaches are retroorbital on the right. Subparagraph, other headaches are more global. Subparagraph, she does describe throbbing cephalgia, but denies a history of phonophobia, photophobia, tinnitus, visual changes, or other neurological manifestations with her headaches that, when severe, may take a period of rest, subparagraph. Home medications include common analgesics and trials of sumatriptan, which reduce but don't completely necessarily abort her headaches. She does have nausea with her headaches, but denies having serious vomiting. New paragraph. Her headaches can be precipitated under increased stressful situations. Subparagraph. Stressors usually are related to work-related stresses. New paragraph. She gave an additional history of being treated for depressive symptoms of intrusive thoughts of harm, and has responded well to Zoloft, which she currently takes on a regular basis. New paragraph. She has a history of kidney disease that has been stabilized, for which she's on Losartan 50 milligrams daily. New paragraph, recent trials of propranolol 40 milligrams may have provided possibly some additional benefit. New paragraph, she also takes pravastatin for dyslipidemia. New paragraph. She has tried to taper her Vicodin prescription using approximately 60 tablets in 2 months. Not necessarily successfully. New paragraph. We discussed the development of chronic daily cephalgia or recurrent cephalgia on the basis of narcotic use for treatment of migraine, new paragraph, and consideration, new paragraph, for neurological examination. Today is within normal limits, new paragraph. She is an alert, intelligent, and physically active. Her thinking is logical, goal-oriented, with preserved insight and humor. Thinking is appropriate for the clinical circumstances and is without unusual ideation. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 are unremarkable. New paragraph, her motor examination demonstrates normal bulk, tone, and strength without evidence of unusual movements or inducible stiffness, rigidity, or hypotonicity. New paragraph, sensory examination is intact. New paragraph, her deep tendon reflexes are preserved at 2 over 4. New paragraph, there's no pathological or primitive reflexes detected. New paragraph, her ambulatory examination remains fluid, although she does report at times she has a slight sense of ataxia, not associated with any tendency to fall, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression, a new paragraph, laboratory, MR brain imaging accomplished 5 years ago was within normal limits, new paragraph, diagnostic impression, history of cephalgia, common migraine in nature with risk factors for recurrent chronic daily cephalgia, new paragraph, reported remote history of possible psychological trauma, new paragraph, current treatment for depression with history of ruminative thinking and possible self-harm, treated and stable, new paragraph recommendations. Today, we will initiate therapy for initiation of prophylactic therapy with Emgality, 120 milligram subcutaneous injection training, new paragraph. I'm going to order a diagnostic electroencephalogram with the history of her recurrent behavioral I have suggested initiation of a general therapeutic vitamin for women. New paragraph, we will consider additional therapeutic prophylaxis with medication such as riboflavin at higher doses, noting her previous history of intolerance to nutritional supplementation during pregnancy. New paragraph. I'm scheduling her for reevaluation with results of her